The sixth Aliyah of Parshas Va'era begins with a continuation of the story of the Makkah of Arov, and it tells us, as we've seen, V'samti fidus bein ami u'bein amecha, l'machir yeh osazeh, that there will be a distinction made between the Jews and the Mitzrim. This language of fidus is understood by some as distinction, others see it as a yeshua. The Ramban quotes a medrash that the animals themselves were able to distinguish between the Jews and the Mitzrim. This language of lamachar, emphasizing that this will happen tomorrow, in the Sefer Aznayim L'Torah, the Litzkerav notes that this is a significant term, saying that something that will happen tomorrow is meant to represent the ideal window in general for a introspection and for a cheshbon hanefesh. And he associates this with the idea that Chazal have of shuv yom echad lefnei misasecha, that one should do tshuva one day before he dies, even though we never know when that's going to be. But the mentality of one day before, he notes, is really the perfect window, that if one feels that death is a long way off, that they have a lot of time to fix things, so then there's no sense of urgency, and then one never really gets that focus. On the other hand, if one feels that death is literally imminent, so then it's impossible to focus for other reasons, because it's simply too panic-filled and too anxiety-stricken. So the perfect time period for one to be able to focus appropriately and to recognize the preciousness of the opportunity is a time period of one day, or what that represents, the balance between the appreciation of one's mortality and a sense that one does have the time to actually use that period in order to repent, rather than to feel so panic-stricken that one is paralyzed. And this is a message that's highly relevant for a time such as this, when there is a terrible moment of sakana, of danger, to be able to locate oneself in that spot where one is appreciative of mortality and recognizing that we have to make the most of the time that we have to repent and to maximize our potential, but not to feel so short of life that there is an anxiety and a paralysis where it's impossible to function and to accomplish. Regarding the Makkah of Arov itself, the Yalkut Me'am always writes that it is Mida Kineke Mida, because the Mitzrim used to send the Jews into the forest to hunt, specifically in order to both endanger them and to annoy them. So therefore the idea that the animals would come back on top of them is an appropriate proportional punishment. So in response to this, Paro says, okay, so fine, go, l'chu, zivchu, l'kechem ba'aretz. You should go and you should sacrifice to your God here in the land, in Mitzrayim. And it's a little hard to understand why Paro should think all of a sudden that that would be acceptable. He was already told that that was not an acceptable location, given all of its idolatry. And Malbim, among others, explains that he first thought that Hashem's presence wasn't in Mitzrayim, but now he's heard that Ani Hashem Bekarif Haaretz, he thought maybe it would be possible to respond that, okay, so your God is here, so you can do your worship here. And Moshe responds that, no, indeed, that I can't do that, that we're not able to worship and to bring karbanos here in this context. And the language is, V'yomer Moshe lo nachon lasos kein, ki tovas Mitzrayim nizbach la Hashem Elokeinu, hey nizbach es tovas Mitzrayim le'inehem, v'lo yiskelunu. So in terms of the reference to tovas Mitzrayim, this abomination of Mitzrayim, Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch notes that it's not 100% clear what that means, whether it refers to that which we hate in Mitzrayim, the idolatry, or that which they hate about us, the fact that we sacrifice the gods that they worship in the form of these animals. Either way, it represents the difference between the Jews and the Mitzrim, the fact that they worship nature, and we, the Jews, show that we can control it. So this idea of v'lo yiskelunu, that are they not going to stone us? So Rashi writes, it's bitmia, what, they're not going to stone us? Unkelus writes that they're going to talk about stoning us. And Rav Simcha Maimon, in his comments on Chumash, writes that the Jews were already in a position where it would have been too scary for the Mitzrim to kill them, But the idea that they would talk about killing them already is not a good situation to have, and that's worth avoiding. The Lutzker Rav has a fascinating comment here on the language of lo nachon, that it means to say that it's not minhanimus, that it's not proper manners to kill someone's god in front of them. That hurts their feelings. It's not nice. So that's a reason not to do it. A pretty striking idea, especially given the imperative we generally have to eradicate Avodah Zarah, specifically to make a point. It's a fascinating idea that there should be such a consideration. But then he goes on to say that even if Paro would say, all right, but I'm mochel their feelings, I don't think you have to worry about that. Nonetheless, we should still worry that they're going to kill us anyway, and therefore both these phrases are here, both this concern that they will stone us and the phrase lo nachon before that. So we find here that Moshe does go out and daven on behalf of Paro, something that we found before. And Schwab discusses here, the question can be asked here in general, why is it that Paro is the subject of Moshe's tefillos? Wouldn't it be better not to give him this escape clause so that he'll let the Jews go? And he suggests that it's really the biggest Kiddush Hashem that Hashem should make their tefillos successful. And for Paro to be able to see that, that itself is a part of the goal here, and that will be a sanctification of God's name. We then find the Makkah of Dever, in which animals die, and there's nine Latorah notes that Arov and Dever supplement each other, that animals were created to serve man, but there are sometimes obstacles to that, sometimes because the animals themselves are dangerous to man, and sometimes because the animals that could have been useful are too far away. So here, the Mitzrim treated people like animals, so as a Mida Keneged Mida, they found that everything was switched, that the scary animals are the ones now that are in their proximity, the dangerous ones are close to them, while the animals that they could make use of, the ones that they need, find themselves unavailable because they die. So then following this, we have the Makkah of Shechin, and none of this results in a change in policy. And the end of the Aliyah has the declaration, Ki ata shalachti es yadi, v'ach osucha v'es amcha badover, v'tikached min haaretz, v'olam b'avor zos, hamaraticha, b'avor ha'arosucha es kochi, v'leman saper shemi b'chol haaretz. See, here we find once more a reflection of the various tensions that are included in the Makos and the multiple goals. On the one hand, to try to elicit the redemption of the Jewish people through pushing Paro towards that result, but at the same time also trying to display God's power and to create the maximal message in the process, which requires this constant back and forth and creating a tension that sometimes serves both ends. And the Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Shem Olam notes that a part of the message here, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is declaring that essentially he is managing the timing in a very delicate way, that one shouldn't wonder how is it possible that there's going to be a gula when we are in such terrible sorrows. It looks like there's no hope. And we find that Hashem can stretch it out, or he can also bring the redemption suddenly, geharifayin. And that's the message here of kiata. I could do it right now, I could do it in a minute, but sometimes there's a value, there's a point to extend it, because there are other goals that have to be accomplished. And this itself is a crucial message for times such as this of tremendous turmoil, that even if it seems that everything that has happened puts us in a position where things seem hopeless, it could be because that itself is a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan to accomplish certain purposes and certain goals. And it doesn't mean that the gula can't happen instantaneously, and that hope remains, and it is in that which we invest our continued faith.